Governor Robert Bentley says his proposed budgets for the new fiscal year are slightly better than this year's budgets. Bentley's finance director released details yesterday. The budgets call for expanding Alabama's pre-kindergarten program for four-year-olds and giving a 2.5% cost of living raise to teachers. Joining us to talk about this and more is Birmingham News columnist John Archibald. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Michael.
So, John, how did Governor Bentley do with his State of the State address?
Well, I mean, it was largely just a kind of listing of accomplishments with we have done better economically and that sort of thing. I thought it was really kind of interesting that he did give a nod to the 50th anniversary of the civil rights movement coming in and made it a lot of his partisan political points. But overall, it was fairly optimistic.
Teachers are probably pretty happy about this pay raise, this proposed pay raise. It's their first since 2007. Can the state afford it?
Well, the Education Trust Fund is up a smidge in revenue, which a smidge is great these days. So there's going to be a lot of fights about whether we can really afford it or not. It's far less than they asked for, but I think there is room in there for it if legislators agree.
Now, separate from teacher pay raises, State Superintendent Tommy Bice presented a budget request to the legislature yesterday, seeking over $405 million more than last year. Officials say they don't have that money. So what is going on here? Why can't everyone get on the same page and go with one set of numbers?
My reaction is, wow. $400 million a request just seems completely out of whack. I guess that's a negotiation tool. Ask for more than you expect to get, because he's not going to get anything close to that.
Well, Bice was quoted on AL.com as saying, "We did a budget based on need. We didn't do a budget on what we thought would be available, because if we did, we'd never get ahead." Is that a smart thing to do, in your opinion?
I personally don't think it is. I think, he looks at it and says, I mean, this is what we need. It has a certain shock value. We're going to settle for far, far less than we get. But when you see those legislators down there, listening to Robert Bentley say a priority is teacher pay raises, a priority is education issues such as pre-K, which don't directly speak to that, but it's still education related. I think a lot just have a knee-jerk reaction, no, no, no.
You write in your column that the state has hard, weighty problems that require thoughtful, creative minds, but you also say that this is not something the legislature does well. You say choices are not made for the public good, rather by politicians who only care about what looks good. Harsh words. If the work is doing the work, in your opinion, is there even one legislator who is willing to do this work regardless of the political fallout?
Yes, there are. There are actually a lot down there working on trying to make prisons safer, that are trying to make to make sure that at least somebody is calling for help for those who are unemployed or who need additional money from Medicare. It's ridiculous to say there's nobody down there doing it. But sadly, what often wins out is the whatever your politics are, whatever your district calls for, seeing how loudly you can prove your political fervor. And we see it with gun issue. We see it all over the place.
And does this just reinforce the point, in your opinion, when people say, this is why government doesn't work? This is, it's the same old, same old.
Well, it not only does it reinforce that point, I think that is the point. I mean, the point is, the real frustration for me is seeing people who really don't seem to have a real interest in the public good, but in making the point that's going to get them reelected in a district that is not very diverse.
A proposal from Birmingham Democratic Representative Patricia Todd to legalize medical marijuana was already rejected by the House Health Committee. An alternate bill is expected to be filed this session. Is there any chance this bill will see the light of day?
No, I really don't think so. I think they heard the first one only so they could beat it down pretty quickly. Although Representative Todd does say she plans to bring maybe a series of marijuana bills before the legislature across the spectrum, some that might not just deal with medical marijuana, but with penalties for marijuana now, trying to get some of the people out of jail who are charged with possession.
In other news, Pelham Republican Representative Mary Sue McClurkin is sponsoring a bill that would require abortion clinics to have a physician available during all abortions. This bill did make it out of that very same committee. McClurkin says it's necessary to protect women's lives, but critics say it's just a veiled attempt to shut down access to abortions in Alabama. How likely is this bill to actually pass the full legislature?
I think, given the environment these days, it looks pretty good. I mean, these fights been going on obviously for years, it seems like tenor is. I mean, it seems like opinion is kind of behind it. It may well pass, and could make life difficult for abortion clinics in the state.
John Archibald's column appears online at AL.com and in the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. John joins us Thursdays here on WBHM's Morning Edition. John, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.